Well, you pick it up here, and then I set it up in the back, and then you grab it. I write your name on the bag.
The line at the doctor's garden stretched to the door as dozens of customers of every age and inclination waited an average of 45 minutes each to reach the checkout counter and be the first in the history of the Roaring Fork Valley to buy legal retail marijuana. State inspectors and local police paid visits to make sure things were up to code. Senor Taco Show had a taco stand set up outside the door, and local restaurants handed out flyers for free beers and appetizers. There was a palpable excitement among those waiting in line at the doctor's garden, but the crowds were patient and respectful.
Was that novelty moment, you know?
Yeah.
I was there.
I was there when it opened.
Yeah. James Leonard is the owner of the doctor's garden.
Business been good?
Yeah, a little too good. Yeah, dude, I'm freaking beat.
Leonard said he'd been steadily packing grams, eighths, and quarters of high-quality grass into discreet black plastic jars since 9 in the morning. And with hours left before closing time, business didn't look like it would be slowing down anytime soon. Robert Pinchuk is a partner at the dispensary. He says since his store is the only retail pot shop currently open west of Breckenridge, he expects the crowds will keep showing up.
Sales are really strong. We've been busy since 9:30 in the morning. Had a line since 9:30 in the morning, and we have two employees helping customers out. So it's a lot of locals, more locals than out of state at this point. But hotels have been calling in the last day or so. So we're hoping to get some people from out of state too. I've seen about 20% of the people have been from out of state.
The doctor's garden opened early Wednesday, but it will be back to its regular 11 to 7 business hours on Thursday. For KDNK News, I'm Ed Williams.